I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. New U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods went into effect Tuesday. The 10% tariff was imposed by President Donald Trump in an effort to pressure China to crack down on the smuggling of fentanyl into the U.S. The U.S. government has identified China as a major source of the chemicals used by Mexican drug cartels to manufacture the synthetic opioid. Beijing responded by imposing 15% tariffs on U.S. coal and liquefied natural gas, as well as 10% tariffs on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and some automobiles. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Monday that Trump would speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the coming days. Trump had also planned to impose 25% tariffs on Mexican and Canadian goods, but he announced a one-month pause Monday after receiving concessions on immigration and illegal drug trafficking after separate talks with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks at the White House Tuesday. The talks come at a crucial phase in the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The two sides have less than 4 weeks to agree on the terms of the second phase, which would include the release of all remaining hostages held in Gaza, a permanent halt in fighting, and Israel's withdrawal from the territory. The war in Gaza began with the October 7, 2023 surprise attack by the U.S.-designated terrorist group on southern Israel, which left 1,200 people dead, while 250 others were taken hostage. Health officials in Gaza say more than 47,500 Palestinians were killed as a result of Israel's counteroffensive, more than half of them women and children. This is VOA News. As the first stage of